With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. War Secretary Pete Hegseth, Attorney General Pam Bondi, and White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller converging on Memphis to meet with federal agents forming a crime-fighting task force there. Bondi says the task force made more than 50 arrests over a two-day period. Federal government has been thrown into a shutdown with no easy game ending game in sight. House Speaker Mike Johnson, meanwhile, says he is praying the Democrats come to their senses. And Executive Director of the Association of National Park Rangers, Bill Wade, says that while parks might still be open, essential services probably are not available.
You know, they won't find visitor centers open usually. They won't find custodial maintenance in some places. There will be limited emergency response in many of the areas.
The tourist Jim Feather says he and his wife are let down that National Park services are not open as they make their first visit to Maine Scenic Acadia National Park.
We wanted to check it out, but everything's shut down, so we don't really get to do a whole lot of the actual official stuff, so we'll probably wind up just kind of driving around the park as much as we can, but without any guides or anything, that's difficult.
And Feather says he's frustrated by the politics in Washington.
Their job is to pass a budget, and if they're not doing their job, what are they doing down there? You know, if I just decided I didn't want to do my job, I wouldn't have a job anymore.
Rescue teams using backhoes and dogs to look for earthquake survivors in collapsed homes in central Philippines. At least 72 people are known to have died, and authorities now say that toll likely to continue rising. This is SRN News. The holiest day of the year in Judaism begins at sundown.
Yom Kippur is dedicated to atonement and repentance, where Jewish people seek forgiveness for their sins of the past year and renew their commitment to living ethically and spiritually. The observances of Yom Kippur include a 25-hour fast from food and drink, intensive prayer, and confession of sins, often spent mostly in synagogue. It's a solemn day that marks the culmination of the 10 days of repentance following Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year.
Two Syracuse University students facing hate crime charges after authorities say one of them tossed a bag of pork into Jewish fraternity house during a Rosh Hashanah celebration. One of the two men charged is accused of entering the home, tossing in the clear plastic bag of pork, and then splattering the contents there and then on the wall. This is SRN News. Well, officials of soccer's global governing body are pushing back against President Trump's claim that he can alter the World Cup schedule.
U.S. President Donald Trump has been reminded that FIFA and not government ultimately decides which cities will host World Cup games. Trump suggested last week he could declare cities not safe for the 104-game soccer tournament that the U.S., Canada, and Mexico co-host next summer. That would alter a detailed hosting plan that includes New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. FIFA's vice president from Canada, Victor Montagliani, says in London, quote, "It's FIFA's tournament, FIFA's jurisdiction." I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Jane Goodall, conservationist renowned for her groundbreaking chimpanzee field research and globe-spanning environment policies, has died. She was 91. More details at srnnews.com.